T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The prosecutor that I was just talking about, Rob Sanders, is joining us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rob, thank you very much. And we just played a clip of you. When I heard the word extradite, I was thinking, this has got to be a busy guy in Kentucky.
Well, very busy. In fact, I'm always busy, but after this weekend, I'm more busy than I think I've ever been in my 12-year career as the elected prosecutor here.
Well, look, I want to salute you and let you know how it heartens me. We had on the attorney who's looking at the defamation type of stuff with these kids. But you talking about, it's broader than the Covington kids, Rob. I don't know if you've done this before or not, but these mobs on Twitter, one way or another, vile, threatening, terroristic threats. These are real things in violation of the law.
Absolutely. And, I've seen it before, but fortunately, up until now, it's never been my problem. But now that it is, I'm just not going to stand for it and not going to sit by and let people, no matter where they are, whether they're in-state or out-of-state, and we've had both, make threats of violence against this school or against the school students and stand by and do nothing. It's felony offense in Kentucky to make threats of violence or any kind of death or destruction against educational institutions or the students that attend those educational institutions. We can drag anybody to Kentucky to face justice, no matter where they are, from sea to shining sea. So we intend to do that. We have to be real specific here. We're not talking about people that just hurl nasty statements and insults. We're talking about actual threats of violence, but we're combing through thousands of online social media posts. We're combing through thousands of emails that have been received by the school. This has been so nuts. We've even had people report death threats connected to the school where the caller dialed the wrong number and left a death threat on a voicemail to a law office in the next county over that has no connection to Covington Catholic whatsoever, except that they've got a similar phone number. That's how broad this is. That's how crazy this is. We're moving as fast as we can, but even if we had every police officer in this county working on this case, it would still take us months to get done.
I think you're doing the public service, because even if you are able to get two or three of these people in to take them through the legal justice system, I think that's helpful. Now, can I ask you this, though, if it's not a legal matter fully? So if someone says, in your view, on Twitter, Prosecutor Rob Sanders with us, somebody ought to punch these kids in the face, or I'd like to punch them in the face. I have a sense you're talking about stuff much worse than that.
Well, we're talking about both, because when I saw the punch him in the face stuff, or we got one guy that's offering people things of value in exchange for anybody that sends them a video of them punching the kid in the face, that right there is solicitation of assault. That could be a felony offense. It could be a misdemeanor offense. That's what we're looking at. But we're not standing for that. Some of the people that made these threats are in state. Those people are a lot easier to get our hands on, get handcuffs on, get them into a courtroom. So we're going to start there. But don't think that if you're out of state, you're safe. Because if you committed a felony and it's a threat against a student here in Kenton County, we're going to be coming for you sooner or later. But there's no doubt that this has gone on in other places. I don't know if any other prosecutors have attempted to do what we're attempting to do. Whether they have or not, I don't mind being the first. I don't mind being the third or the fifth. Sadly enough, I could probably be at the end of a really long line. This is a growing problem. It's only getting worse. The really stunning thing about this CuffCat situation is not the size of the problem, but the fact that it's not slowing down. We're pushing a week into the whole drama, and we're still getting just as many threats and reports of threats today as we were 2 days ago.
How would you characterize it? You have a sense you're looking at this, and I know you're looking at the law and the terroristic, the definitions of it, and how difficult it is in social media to unearth some of these people. But what is it, in your view, if you have one, that's fueling this type of rage to make these sorts of death threats and bombing threats? Do you have a sense of anything?
Well, it's this politics these days has become so, bipolar, and I mean that in a couple of different ways, but the people that are on either side have dug in so much that if you get far enough right or far enough left, it doesn't matter what the facts are. It doesn't matter what the video you can watch with your own two eyes shows you. There are people that refuse to accept any narrative other than the one that they want to be true. I would equate this whole situation with the hands up, don't shoot narrative that came out of Missouri. We know for a fact that that was false. We know that Michael Brown never had his hands up, never said don't shoot. That was something that was put out there by God knows who originally, but the media ran with this false narrative. And you can ask people that are anti-law enforcement today, and they will swear up and down that that's what actually took place. And it's the same with this CovCath video. It doesn't matter what that video shows. There are still people out there swearing that the kids approached the Native American fellow, that they surrounded him, that they were chanting build that wall, and it's just all not true. It's just a lie.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's this casual nature. You're breaking through that. There's a Saturday Night Live writer, I believe, who offered oral sex to people that would go after these kids. It's casual and public. People have gotten fired, but you're the first one to actually say it's not just you may get fired for this. These things could be illegal.
And you know what? I think it's already having a good effect on getting people's attention, because there are people out there that have already deleted their tweets, that have backpedaled on their statements, that have said I was just kidding, or that have said all my account was hacked. And you know, some of them are, I don't know, I hesitate to call them celebrities, because they're just online personalities probably more than actual celebrities, but people that are out there, you know, people with the blue check marks next to their name on their account, that all of a sudden are backpedaling from those threats and are saying they didn't mean it, or that somebody else made the tweet for them. And you know, that may or may not work as a defense, but that's part of what we have to get set out to gain the proof of, you know, in order to make this successful, is to show that they were the ones behind the keyboard.
Right.
And there are ways to do that, and we intend to do that, and anyone where we feel that we can prove our case beyond a reasonable doubt, those are the folks that are going to face charges. But, you know, some of those folks probably have already gotten notice from Instagram or Twitter or Facebook that the Commonwealth of Kentucky has requested all the information associated with their user profile, including the IP address where that post came from, and they probably know that we're coming for them. They know that we're at least looking into them, and they got to be wondering if the next knock on the door is not going to be a police officer with an arrest warrant. And that's good. That's what it's going to take.
I'm sure you love Kentucky and all that, but listeners are already telling me, I could tell you, saying, can't we get this guy here? We have a problem with our prosecutor. Can't Rob Sanchez relocate someday?
Boy, I tell you what, you all are dealing with a whole new world in terms of prosecutors in Philadelphia, and I like to think of myself as a reasonable prosecutor that, you know, looks at all the facts before I determine what kind of punishment to impose, but certainly not nearly as left as the guy you all have there.
Yeah, Larry Krasner's fame has reached Kentucky, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, at least in prosecutor circles, it's nationwide. There's
Boy. All right. Well, this is a tragedy here, really bad stuff, but it's such a thrill to have you on. And Godspeed with this. I know you've said you've already issued subpoenas, and we'd love to have you back once this starts to unfold. And I know how busy you are. So, Rob Sanders, thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.